Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm happy to say I'm here with Nick Shuleski, who is the bar manager at Steak and Steel Hibachi Restaurant and Bar, located at 44 West Walnut Street in downtown Bethlehem. Nick, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Hi, Shane.
It's good to have you here, Nick. So, Nick, to start us off, Steak and Steel opened in 2023, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so at that time, it was the sixth Asian-inspired restaurant in the growing chain. Now it's 10 restaurants.
Yes.
So why
did... I've recently learned.
Why did you choose downtown Bethlehem for this Steak and Steel location?
I think downtown Bethlehem was just such a nice little... quaint little town, and it seems like it's up and coming. You know, they're adding more and more to it, so I think it was just naturally the next place that we wanted to set up shop.
And this kind of offering, right, the hibachi and the sushi, was not available in downtown,
right,
anywhere in downtown before this.
Right.
So I think one of the things most people think about with downtown Bethlehem is all the events, right? The festivals, the weekend events.
You know, the soup, right? trails, the cocktail trails.
There's always something going on.
Yeah.
So how have you integrated into that environment?
Well, I think it's just fun to be part of the community. You know, I think it's fun to like show everyone what we have. You know, the cocktail trails are always fun. I mean, mostly Suze does them, but it's fun to show what we can do.
Yeah, and I think with the trails, right, whether it's soup or cocktails or... whatever they're doing at the time, you have something that fits into it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We have something for everyone.
Okay. Have you won any so far?
I think a couple of years ago we did. We won our first one, the first year we were open.
Cocktails?
Yeah, cocktails. Okay. We won with the Breeze Knees, and I think the Honey I Shrunk the Pear.
And that's still on the menu.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the Breeze Knees isn't, but the Honey I Shrunk the Pear is a staple now.
And we will get to that in the cocktail section. So before we get off the downtown aspect of the restaurant, the past couple of years had to have been tough, right, with the Walnut Street garage construction.
Yeah.
Now that the new garage is open, have you noticed any changes?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I had said, I don't think this is going to affect us much. I think that we're, you know, but now that the garage is open, I really am seeing, I think we're all seeing a difference. Yeah, we're definitely busier.
Good.
Yeah, we're a lot more foot traffic, you know, from... heading to Main Street. I just don't think people know we're tucked in that little side street, even though we're spitting distance from Main Street.
True. That's a good point. So you are on Walnut Street, basically directly across from the new garage.
Right.
For the most part.
You can't miss us.
Yeah. And I think part of that garage idea was people leaving the garage, walking down the Main Street, kind of ties that all together.
Right.
Steak and Steel has a lot of different food and drink options, right? So it's described, self-described as... Japanese, hibachi, sushi, and gastropub. So how do you pull all those things off?
I just think we have something for everyone. I think that that's what we wanted, you know. You come in and you tell us what you're in the mood for, and I could talk you into anything, you know. There's plenty of stuff to choose from on the menu.
How does the gastropub part kind of intertwine to the Asian restaurant piece?
So we just wanted to be elevated. We wanted it to be not just, this isn't just a hibachi restaurant that you're going to get hurricanes at or, you know, any of those.
We have sake bombs.
Sake bombs. Like, we have an actual bar program.
And then I've read some reviews, and it's often portrayed as edgy, right? Or not what you might think of as a traditional hibachi restaurant.
Well, right. Edgy.
So how would you describe the atmosphere and vibe?
Obviously, it's in every restaurant, every hibachi restaurant. But I feel like when you go to a hibachi restaurant, no one's sitting at the bar. No one's hanging out at the bar, you know. So maybe edgy is our the bartenders or the servers that are actually like talking to you and creating that atmosphere. I guess that's how I describe it.
So I think tying into that, what I've noticed is there's a lot of local art. It seems like local art on the walls.
Right? Yeah.
All the walls are filled with
art.
So that was a conscious decision to support local artists?
100%. You know, that ties back to being part of the community. And I think the best part of being part of the community is supporting local art.
So a customer would be in there, they see a painting that they like. Mm-hmm. There's basically an artist and a price tag on it, and they can buy it.
Right. Usually their Instagram handle is on that or a phone number and the price. We don't take any commission. We're just there to support the artists. If anyone wants to hang up some art, pop in, talk to Nick or Way.
So that would be, if a local artist wasn't interested, they'd pop in, talk to you, and take it from there.
Yeah.
There's a really great selection. Let's move on to most folks' favorite part, right? The food. So how would you describe the food menu at Steak and Steel?
Very large. A lot to choose from. I think the hibachis probably are best draw, whether you sit in the hibachi room or dining room, that we have the full menu on all parts of the restaurant, and bar included. I think that's the main draw, is the hibachi.
Yeah, it's a good point. So if people didn't want to sit like actually at the hibachi table for the show, they still can get the same food at other parts of the restaurant.
Right, the whole restaurant. Yep, full menu.
And what about reservations, you know, particularly for the hibachi side?
We definitely recommend the reservations. Yeah, during the week, it's a little bit easier. You know, there's a little bit less, but on the weekends, it's imperative to have a reservation. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I would say.
So do you see, because you have such a wide selection, do you see people coming in primarily for hibachi, or are they coming in for other things
too? No, I think it's a mix. I think our sushi is really popular as well. I think we have really fresh fish. I think just Steak and Steel is the main draw. Maybe not. It's not all about the food.
Not specifically the food or the hibachi.
Right, right.
So this might be a tough one, but do you have a favorite dish on the menu? Food dish.
Oh my gosh. Do I have a favorite food dish? I don't know. I'd have to pick a couple different things.
All right.
What do you have? For sushi, I'm going to have to go with the crazy roll. Right. That's my favorite right now. You know, it cycles through because I'm there a lot.
Yep.
Favorite appetizer, the crab rangoons are just elevated. They're just the best. Dinner, if I had to pick, I guess I'd say the General So.
A little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dinner, I mean, the hibachis, I can't just pick.
Right, right. Too many options.
Yeah.
Let's move on to beverages, my favorite part and probably your favorite part as well. So how would you describe the bar program at Steak and Steel?
Experimental, I guess. You know, we really just have the freedom to try things. We have the great guests that come in and try them.
Do you see like a Japanese or Asian influence to the choices?
Somewhat, yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like lychee is a little bit on that spectrum, you know, but people come in, they love lychee.
Yep, but you don't see it at most places.
Right.
Like sake, right? You don't see sake, right? And you see different options of sake for Steak and Steel.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a local sake brewery, Sengokura. We have a lot from them. They're fantastic.
Yep.
Their apple cider is
Delaware
amazing.
Delaware Water Gap.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So one of the growing trends I think we've all seen past couple of years is non-alcoholic options.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So particularly mocktails. So how do you handle that side of the program?
I mean, that's almost a little bit easier if I'm being honest. You know, it's just flavors that taste good together, just no alcohol.
Yep.
So we have one coming out, Basil Instinct. It's going to be a strawberry basil mocktail. It's so good.
So if people were interested on the non-alcoholic side of things, you have both mocktails and I'm assuming non-alcoholic beers.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I have a couple of beers. I have a really good yuzu ginger by Hedachino Ness. Yep. Yes, that's delicious. We have a really good grapefruit IPA by Brooklyn Brewing, I think. Yeah, we have a couple different options.
So along those same lines, do you have a current favorite drink on the menu?
Oh, well, we're about to change the cocktail list. We're about to completely revamp it for spring and summer. So, well, I'm a big fan of mezcal. So I always put a mezcal drink on the menu. So I guess that would be my favorite.
Okay.
Last menu is Desiderata. This one, I don't know. Sue's created a really good strawberry drink, strawberry lemongrass martini. It's out of this world.
So I think that is something people should understand as well. So the cocktail menu changes seasonally.
Yes. Yeah. Like usually twice a year, I do it up. I feel like it carries well throughout the two seasons.
So Nick, what about specials or happy hours along with the cocktail?
I feel like most people don't know that we have a fantastic happy hour throughout the day. It's Monday to Friday, 11 to 3, every day.
Okay.
You know, and we have a lunch menu and we have a happy hour menu. So we have happy hour cocktails. We have reduced price wine and beers.
So Monday through Friday is the happy hour.
Yes, from 11 to 3 every day during the week. Cocktails are on happy hour. There's special lunch dishes that we don't have on the normal menu.
So why don't we wrap up the overall discussion, making sure we touch on operating days and hours.
So Monday through Thursday, we're open 11 a.m. till 9:30. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open from 11 a.m. to 10:30.
Okay.
And on Sundays, we just close a little earlier. We're open 11 to 9.
And what about websites and social media platforms for folks that want to find out a little more information?
Well, of course, you could find us on Facebook. It's Stig and Steel Hibachi, Inc. I-N-C is capitalized. And then we have a website as well that you could order from, stigandsteelpa.com.
That's actually a good point. We didn't talk about takeout and delivery.
Yeah.
Maybe we could touch on that quickly.
You can order from us through DoorDash and Uber Eats.
So there are options for both, for both pickup and for delivery.
Yeah.
And that's a sizable part of the business?
Maybe not sizable, maybe medium-sized. How about that?
Especially since COVID, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you, Shane.
I'm Shane McGee, and this is The Inside Dish.